Welcome to VIF Dispatch. I think we're number four now. I've lost track. I'm Marina Antunes. Joining me today,
Bill Harris.
We're sitting in the food court waiting for our next movie.
When is our next movie, by the way?
3:40.
Nice.
We've got quite a bit of time, like 40 minutes.
Right on.
Not very busy. We thought we'd record a show. It's been a while since we checked in on what we've seen, even though we've seen a lot. It's like day eight, and I think we last talked on day two.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I usually feel like I'm about to die right now.
Yeah, you're having a really good year.
Yeah, like no energy drinks, just feeling good. I don't know why.
Awesome.
I'm not sick.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Well, could it be that the movies are better than usual?
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, well, talking movies, let's talk some movies. Okay. We've seen a bunch of stuff since the last time we talked. What have you seen that you've really enjoyed?
Well, I think after we talked, I think I saw about two straight days of really shitty movies.
Yeah, you had a couple of 0 out of 5s there.
Yeah, I really hated a film called Stray Dogs. From Simon Lang, who's a pretty well-known director. And I called it the worst film I'd ever seen at the Vancouver International Film Festival, and I'm sticking by it. It is awful.
And everyone I've heard talk about it have said the same thing.
Yeah.
No one's liked that.
No, it's terrible.
Okay, is it Asian?
Yeah.
Did Tony?
Probably.
Oh,
he was in the audience. Tony Rands, yeah.
Oh.
Tony Rands, folks. The guy... quality.
I can't diss him too much. I think he programmed Soul, which I really, really liked, and I saw it when I saw it last night.
Yeah, but I did see a really great Asian film. It's the Japanese Oscar movie this year called The Great Passage.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise for you, right?
Yeah,
you weren't expecting much.
It's about guys making a dictionary.
That sounds real interesting.
I know, and I'm like, okay, it was a filler movie for me, and I gave it 5 stars.
Wow.
I love this film. I don't care. It's amazing. You think they're going to make a dictionary. How can this be good? But it has the most interesting characters I've seen in a movie all year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was just blown away by it. I think they added another screening of it.
Yeah, they did, and I still missed that. I can't believe it.
I think they might have added another one.
Oh, okay. I'll have to double check, because I've been trying to squeeze it in, and it just doesn't fit in anywhere.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I really, really highly recommend it. If anybody's listening and they have a chance to see it, definitely go out of your way to see it. Other than that, the other ones I really liked were... Ain't Them Body Saints.
Oh my god, can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah.
That movie is kind of amazing. I think Zach called it, Zach Mosley, one of our Quiet Earth contributors, he called it a great new American...
classic?
Yeah. And it totally is.
Oh yeah, totally. Yes, it's a little like Badlands.
Yes.
Which is my favorite Malick film,
yes.
And I love Terrence Malick. Like,
yes.
Second I saw that trailer, I'm like, I have to see this film.
Yeah.
But... it's more than Malick.
There's certainly more story than Malick.
Yeah, there's plot.
Yes.
People talk.
Yes.
There's not endless shots of waterfalls.
Yes, which are beautiful, but still, it's nice to have a little more substance.
Yeah, like, everybody I know who saw Tree of Life was like, okay, but...
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I loved Tree of Life, so...
Yeah, me too.
This one, this is the real deal.
Yeah, it is.
He's an amazing director. Casey Affleck, Rooney Mara. I love Rooney Mara.
She's fabulous.
And
she's really good here.
Yeah. I think it's coming out pretty quick. He said, I think it might already be out.
Yeah,
I
think
it's on VOD,
right? It's on VOD. I think it's already rolling out through the U.S. I'm not sure what the Canadian distribution is like.
I don't know really either.
I haven't looked. I don't know who's distributing it, but we'll keep an eye on it. It really is amazing.
Yeah, and... two documentaries I really liked, The Armstrong Lie.
Oh!
I know Marina's not into it, but personal thoughts on Lance Armstrong aside, I think he's scum.
Yeah.
This will not change your thought process. He is scum.
Yeah.
If anything, they toned it down. Like he's,
oh, wow.
Yeah, like he was a real prick.
Yeah.
And it's really slick. It's really well made. And I felt really... it's hard to say what I really thought about it because the director himself got really caught up in Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Thinking that, you know, this guy is great. and then all shit starts coming out. And even he's like, I totally fell for Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, he just has that charisma.
Yeah, like he's a really charismatic guy. And at the end of the film, he's like, he pretty much apologizes.
Oh, wow.
For falling for Lance Armstrong. And it was just like, holy crap, this is really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I do plan on seeing it. I know I can't sit and watch it in one sitting because he just irritates me to the point where I just want to get up and walk away.
Yeah. And the other doc, Desert Runners.
Okay, so what exactly is Desert Runners about? Because everybody's raving about this.
Ultra marathons. 250-mile ultra marathons.
Okay.
In the desert, and there's four of them.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And you have to do all four of them in a calendar year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And these people kill themselves. It is unreal.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's going to win the audience award. Everybody went ape shit after this film.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a con standing ovation. It was
holy
unreal.
Shit.
Yeah. It's an unreal doc. Just check it out if you can. I think more screenings, I'm sure. Yeah. It's going to win the audience award. Like, there's nothing that's even come close to
you. No, that's the one that everybody's buzzing about.
Yeah. And other than that, I haven't really seen much that's good.
Well, I wouldn't say that. We saw The Invisible Woman, which is Ralph Fiennes' new movie.
Yeah, I liked that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was
I liked it more than you, actually.
Yeah, you did. Well, and I mean, it's really well made and really great performances. It's a little too emotionally detached for me. I like my period pieces with a little more oomph. And it's really nice looking and it works. It's just, it's not one of my favorites.
Well, I like Felicity Jones quite a bit.
She's really good here. I mean, the movie is really on her.
Yeah.
And Ralph is in there, but I mean, he's Ralph Fiennes. I mean, he's good.
Yeah, totally.
I really liked his wife, the woman that played his wife. I thought she was good.
Yeah, she was on a TV show I really like called The Thick of It.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she was new to me.
Yeah,
she
she's really great. It's good, but it's not great. I think it's an Oscar film.
Until
people see it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. It kind of has the caliber of an Oscar movie, and then it's kind of like, oh, okay, it's one of those.
And I really liked the new Jafar Pahani film, Close Curtain. For a guy who's not supposed to be making films, he's now made two, and they're both excellent.
Yeah.
It starts off about a film about... It's got this really weird premise at the beginning. Dogs are banned in Iran or something like that. So you think he's gone to a house. He puts all these curtains up so people can't see inside so he can keep his dog.
Oh.
And then it flips. And all of a sudden there's like multiple timelines.
So it's like sci-fi?
That's just it. It's not.
Oh.
It's really hard to explain. I don't think I fully get it. And everybody I've talked to has been like, I don't think I really get it. But I get enough of it to know that it is a masterpiece.
Wow.
And the fact that he's not supposed to be making movies and he's putting out these really amazing films, it just blew me away.
Yeah.
I remember when I texted you right after it, I said it was very Charlie Kaufman / David Lynch-like. And I did not expect that from him.
No. I mean, it's just not his type of thing.
No, totally. I hope people get to see it. I hope nothing happens to him. I hope he gets freed sooner than later.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen any of his other films. I just saw This Is Not a Film. I was blown away. I mean, I didn't schedule it in my festival schedule because I thought, it's a guy in a house. How interesting could this be? And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really amazing.
Yeah, in that film, he is talking about it and then gets pissed off and starts doing it.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, it actually is a plot.
Yeah.
And I'm just blown away that he actually has the ability to do this kind of stuff. And it's quite obvious that he left his house in this film.
Oh, big,
so
big rumor.
I hope he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well,
what have you seen?
Well... Let's talk Cinema Novels, Terry Miles' new film.
I've never seen one of his films.
And I've actually seen, this is the third one, and I've always enjoyed his movies, but I've never really liked any of them.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoyed this. I like this one, it's the best of the ones that I've seen, hands down. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's another film that's been carried really good by a female lead.
Yeah.
Lauren Lee Smith. She's really great in the film.
Yeah, she is fantastic.
And it's... There's one thing that's really bad about it. It's, like, built around these, like... Her father is, like, some giant filmmaker. They compared him to Bergman.
Yeah.
And they show clips from the films, and it's the shittiest films you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
They're
so pretty bad. That kind of takes you out of the whole thing, but it was surprisingly good. Yeah, I...
One of the things I really like about it is that there's been a recent sort of trend of having movies with these women in their, like, mid-20s to early 30s that are going through, like, a midlife crisis. And I hate all of the women. They do stupid things that make me want to punch them. There's a bunch of movies like this, and I haven't enjoyed any of them. And this one kind of fits that, because she's going through her own issues.
But you don't want to hit her.
No, you actually feel for her. Like, yeah. I really did feel I empathized with her, which is a huge change. And yeah, part of it is the writing, and part of it's the performance, which is really, really outstanding.
Yeah, I really liked her.
So yeah, a really good one. Did we talk Tom at the Farm? I can't remember if we talked the new Xavier Dolan.
We can talk it again. I don't think you've seen it.
No, I don't think I'd seen it when we talked. I can report that it's my favorite Xavier Dolan movie, and it's badass.
Like, you've seen one of them, right?
Yeah, but it's I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I did too, actually. It's more... His usual style is, like, really arty, slow-mo, pretty people walking and, like, fake hugging and stuff. It's not really my thing.
It's very music video-ish.
But all of a sudden, this one is just like none of that.
No,
it's almost a genre film.
I would say it is a genre film.
Yeah, like it's. I was quite shocked at how different it was than his usual films, and it really works.
Yeah, it totally does.
For what I was kind of expecting something different, and I was pleasantly surprised. Personally, the one thing that really pissed me off about that movie, and this is really stupid, I hated his hair.
Of all the things, the hair.
No, but you understand. You've seen the film. Yes, like his hair pissed me off.
It is kind of wild hair.
Yeah.
What else? Helly?
I haven't seen it.
Worth mentioning just in... Okay, well, we'll leave it for now.
Yeah, I've seen it in a couple days.
Okay, so, well, let's talk... I'll talk Story of My Death, which I don't think you have scheduled to watch.
I don't think so, no.
So this is the new Albert Serra. It was described as Casanova meets Dracula.
Oh, if I'd known it was Serra, I definitely feel good about not seeing it.
Yeah, it's... the opening shot tells you exactly what the movie's going to be like. It's like 2.5 hours long.
What?
Yeah, it's brutal. But it didn't really work for me, but I still enjoyed big chunks of it. So not enough to recommend it, to be honest. But it's kind of one of these things that in bits and pieces I actually did like. Like, I like the fact that Casanova is this aging guy who is well aware that the reason that the women were interested in him wasn't necessarily because of his looks, but because he knew what to do.
Wow,
he knew it wasn't just about him. And he's let himself go. He's eating all the time. He's kind of like this wandering guy who's just... The women just aren't there anymore, so now he needs to find something else to do with his life. He just happens to meet Dracula when he's touring across Europe. It is what it is.
It sounds so much better than it probably is.
It does. I mean, and that's the thing. It sounds amazing, and there are scenes that are really amazing, just too few and far between.
There's been a couple of movies in the guide this year. You read them.
And you're like, oh my god, it sounds awesome.
And then you watch it, it's like, we weren't watching the same film. Movie. No, like, it's not even close.
But that happens every year. There's like, always one or two.
I get that you gotta sell tickets, but come on.
The only other one I kind of want to mention is The Oxbow Cure. Are you planning on seeing that?
I don't know.
So, Canadian, the trailer is really beautiful, really great looking movie. It should have been a short. It's a really great concept that's dragged out for 80 minutes and it just doesn't work. It loses steam 20 minutes in. And there may be 5 minutes of dialogue in the entire 80 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. It looks amazing and the sound design is stunning and they can certainly set mood. I just hope that for the next movie they actually have a story.
It's like the Robert Redford movie, All Is Lost.
Oh, yeah.
He says... 5 words the entire film.
But it's probably really good.
And one of them is him saying fuck for like 30 seconds long.
Wait, Robert Redford says
and
fuck?
And it's so jarring because it's Robert Redford.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh my god, what?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of it for now. Oh.
I'm seeing Gravity tonight.
Oh, screw you. One more. We'll squeeze in one more. Whitewash?
Surprising film. I didn't expect a lot from it. And another film where the lead just completely carries the film.
Yep.
To a place where it probably shouldn't be.
Yeah. Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church.
He's really awesome
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, he's really good. It's just him out in the middle of, I'm guessing it's Quebec, right?
I would assume
yeah.
so.
Yeah, because the guy had a Quebec driver's license.
Yeah.
It's a very small snowplow, if you want to call it that. And he gets drunk one night and just drives in the middle of nowhere and it breaks. And
yeah.
he's stuck. And he's killed somebody at the same time with the snowplow. And shit just goes downhill from there.
It totally does. Now, did you think the first when I that scene that opens the movie? It's a total down terrace moment.
Oh yeah, totally.
Because it's like, holy fuck, where did that come from? I kind of did it in the take. I'm like, oh well, you borrowed that. But yeah, it was far better than I expected it
yeah.
to be.
Yeah, he's really good. He's always kind of good, though.
Like, he is. I'm actually really glad that he's taking on these sort of... Because, I mean, I'm assuming the only reason he's done this in Canada, of all places, because it's a Canadian film, is I don't think Hollywood would give him a movie just to lead like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just him for most of the movie.
You know what's really scary, too? I knew I was in good hands, because the movie starts and the microscope label comes up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's Denis Villeneuve's...
Yes.
Production company.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, that's going to be great.
Yeah, and it was. It was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
But I think they're letting us in, so we're going to wrap things up here. We'll be back in a couple of days with more from Viv. Until next time, we'll see you after the credits.